So, you have a movie for me?
Yes, sir, I do. Justice League.
Oh, you want to reboot it already? Sure, I guess enough time has passed. Nothing really matters.
No, actually, I figure we could release it again, but like a different version.
What do you mean?
Well, see, there's like this big fan campaign online, right? And people are kind of, you know, shaming us for how bad the 2017 cut was.
Oh, that kind of hurts my feelings.
I bet. And so, you know, people really want to see what Zack Snyder wanted to do with the movie originally, you know?
Okay, so tell me about the script. What's going on in this version?
Oh, well, we're gonna dive into the characters a whole lot more in this one.
How are we gonna manage that?
By making it 4 hours long.
Oh my god.
It turns out you can dedicate a lot of time to characters when your movie's the length of half a workday.
That makes sense. So what's going on with Steppenwolf? Is he still after those mother box things in this movie?
He is.
Amazing. Anything new going on with him?
Oh, well, he's much spikier now.
Good.
And you know how people didn't really like that he was pretty much just evil, like that was his motivation?
Uh-huh.
Well, in this one, he's trying to kind of prove himself to Darkseid and redeem himself for something he's done.
And what's Darkseid's deal?
Oh, you're gonna like this. He's pretty much just evil. That's his motivation.
Perfect. And so what's going on with the Justice League?
Well, we're gonna have a whole lot of Cyborg in this movie. He's practically the main character.
Wow, I feel like he was barely in the other version. Did him and Joss Whedon not get along or something?
No, they didn't.
Oh, I should probably read the news more often.
Sure sounds that way. So he's gonna have this big car accident scene, right? And his dad is gonna use a mother box to rebuild him?
Wow.
Oh, and also the Flash is gonna have this big scene involving a car accident.
Okay. So we're just kind of sprinkling in some car accident scenes for everybody?
No. That'd be kind of repetitive.
I was gonna say.
Yeah, no, it's not all car accident scenes. Aquaman gets a boat accident scene.
Well, that's a completely different mode of transportation.
It is. And also a bunch of women are gonna sing at him, and one of them's gonna smell one of the many sweaters he tosses away in the film.
I mean, that sweater's gotta smell like fish, right?
Probably smells like fish, yeah.
And what about Wonder Woman? What's going on with her? Is she gonna get a plane crash or something?
No. Wonder Woman, actually, hold on a second before I get to Wonder Woman.
What?
There we go.
What is that? What?
Oh, this is the music that's gonna play when we see Wonder Woman.
Okay, I mean, sure, sounds like a great song, perfect for the first time we see her.
It's gonna play every single time.
What?
Anytime Wonder Woman does anything at all, or any of the Amazons for that matter, we're gonna play that music.
Oh, do you think you might be overdoing it?
Might be, who's to say?
Everyone, that's definitely too many times to play that.
Well, we're gonna play it anytime she does literally anything.
Alright.
So anyway, there's gonna be this terrorist attack at this bank, right? And these bad guys are gonna take some kids hostage and put a bomb on a timer.
Oh no.
And so Wonder Woman shows up, and she finds out that these bad guys don't actually have any demands at all. They just want to blow up 4 city blocks. They just have hostages to stall the police.
Then why even put a timer?
Unclear. So then Wonder Woman throws the bomb up in the sky and blocks a bunch of bullets from the lead terrorist guy.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah, and then as he's reloading, she explodes him out the side of the building, blows out a whole section of the thing.
What? She blows up part of the building she was trying to stop from exploding? Why not just knock the guy out while he was reloading?
Because explosions are awesome.
Those children had to witness a man explode in front of them. They didn't have to see that.
But explosions are awesome.
That is a good point. Yeah, okay.
So anyway, Batman doesn't want Steppenwolf to get the mother boxes together because then he'll create this thing called the Unity and end the world. So he wants to get the Justice League together.
A very good idea.
And so Batman and Wonder Woman and Cyborg and Flash, they head into this tunnel to fight Steppenwolf and some of his parademons.
Okay.
And then Steppenwolf is gonna blow a hole in the tunnel, but it's right under Gotham Harbor.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, it's pretty scary, but now that water is involved, Aquaman can join in.
Is he just treading water outside the tunnel?
I guess so. So now all living members of the Justice League are together.
Amazing.
And then there's gonna be this really nice scene between Martha Kent and Lois Lane where they're talking about their grief over Clark being dead.
Oh, that is really nice.
But then it's gonna turn out that it was Martian Manhunter pretending to be Martha.
Okay, kind of feels like that undercuts the emotion of the last scene.
Yeah, but this way we get to see Martian Manhunter.
Okay, yeah, worth it.
So then the Justice League's gonna realize they can use this mother box that they have to bring Superman back from the dead.
Oh boy.
Yeah, but he's all confused when he gets back, and he gets violent.
Oh, a very confused Superman.
So then Wonder Woman steps up, and she's gonna be like, Kal-El, no.
Very convincing.
So then Superman's gonna go on a little journey of self-discovery, go hang out with Lois Lane and his mom.
Oh, that's nice.
And she's gonna be like, are you really you? And he's gonna be like, I'm really me, Ma.
Oh, changing your name to me, Ma is tight.
Never mind.
Okay.
And then Superman's gonna put on a freaking black Superman costume.
Why?
Because.
Nice.
So meanwhile, the rest of the Justice League are talking, and they're like, boy, this is gonna be a tough fight.
Sure.
The Flash is gonna be like, Steppenwolf has probably fought hundreds of thousands of super beings, and we have to assume he's won.
Yep, that's a valid point, definitely.
But Batman's gonna be like, yeah, but he's never fought us. Not us united.
So,
a handful of super beings who just met.
It doesn't make a ton of sense, but it's gonna sound very cool.
That works for me.
So then the Justice League's gonna head off to Russia to fight Steppenwolf.
Oh boy, it's gonna be tough to take him down.
Actually, it's gonna be super easy. Barely an inconvenience.
Oh, really?
Is he Superman's gonna show up and he's gonna punch Steppenwolf so much, just so many times?
Very cool.
And then Aquaman stabs him and Wonder Woman cuts his head off and they all stop the mother boxes from uniting.
Amazing.
So then Bruce gets Martha's farm back, you know, the bank was selling it because she was way behind on payments.
Oh, so he bought the house from the bank?
No, he bought the bank.
Well, why didn't you just buy the house?
Yeah, it doesn't make a ton of sense, but it's gonna sound cool.
It does sound cool.
And then Batman's gonna have this huge nightmare scene. It's gonna be the end of the world. He's with Cyborg and Deathstroke.
Oh.
And Mira is there too, and she's gonna be like, "Oi, I'm gonna kill that bastard for what he did to Arthur."
What, is she British?
She is in this movie, yeah.
Why?
Unclear.
Oh, okay.
And then we're gonna see that the Joker is there, and he's gonna have this big argument with Batman, and then he's gonna laugh like a seagull.
Sure, that may as well happen.
It's gonna, and then Bruce is gonna wake up from his nightmare, and Martian Manhunter's gonna swing by and be like, "Hey, I'm here for any sequels you might be making."
Feels a little tacked on.
Yeah, tack that right on for you. So what do you think?
Well, I mean, it sounds like fans really want to see all this, so sounds good to me.
Great.
And now we can finally close the book on Justice League and alternate versions and all that stuff.
Yeah. Well...
Hey everybody, Ryan here, that's me, thanks for watching the video.
And if you liked it, feel free to click the like button and the subscribe button and all, you know, buttons of that nature. You can also leave a comment down below letting me know what other movies you want to see pitches for. There are also like hundreds of other episodes on the channel that you can check out if you want. As always, check back soon for a new one. Bye.